The Hometown Shopping Sweepstakes is back.
Shop local first.
ERA Carroll Realty and Range are back with the Hometown Shopping Sweepstakes. Three lucky winners win over $1,000 in gift certificates and chamber bucks from our Sheridan and Buffalo merchants. And we've tied into a national campaign to give you a chance at winning a $15,000 cash prize, too.
You could win $1,000 in prizes from retailers like Designing Dinners, Sagewood North Cafe, Hollyhock Swap, M&K Rentals, Rose Petal Beauty, Buffalo Computer Consulting, and Heartland Kubota.
Just go to the contest page at SheridanMedia.com. You can enter daily through December 9th. And a big thank you to Range and ERA Carroll Realty for helping us celebrate the holiday season.
Shop local first. All across the area, shop here first.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program. Brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whitey.
Monday, December 8th. From Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, we're joined by the Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Officer, Teresa Dedimore, and Marketing and Communications Director, Jody Hartley. Good morning and welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
You know, this Monday is probably always one of my favorite shows because we end up laughing through a lot of this, which is a great time. But you guys got a lot going on.
Yeah.
And I haven't gotten to talk to either one of you since before Thanksgiving. So how'd your birthday go?
It was good. We had a lot of family in town because they all want to go to Christmas Stroll.
There you go. Yeah. Brings
but it was
them
good.
In, right?
It does.
Brings them in.
It really does, yeah.
Jody, how about you?
It was good. It was quiet and intentionally quiet. I always try to keep it low key that day because I know Stroll will be a very busy day. And then I worked a little bit on Saturday as well. So I keep it kind of quiet.
The calm before the storm.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Well, how did it go, Teresa?
It went really well. Yeah, Stroll was a lot of fun. People kept asking me during the day, you know, it's supposed to snow tonight. What's that going to do for Stroll? I'm like, it's going to be magical, people.
That's right.
That's what we're going to focus on. It's going to be great. And it really was. Like, literally 4 o'clock, the streets shut down, and the snow started falling, and it was literally a Hallmark movie.
That's
amazing.
We were
in a snow globe. It was great.
Oh, man, winter came through for you.
Yeah, I could have left the wind. You know, that could have stayed away.
I did hear that got a little nippy out there.
It did.
It really cut through the coats.
It did, but we heard from a lot of businesses, actually, that people... And you could see it when you're on the street. Instead of standing around talking outside, they were all going into businesses. So they're all shopping at the same time. They shopped all day long. And then even during Stroll, they were in there buying stuff. So it was great.
So there you go. Maybe old man Winter had a bigger plan.
Right?
<I know. laughs> Let's get him inside. Let's get him inside. What really stood out about this? It was the big 30th.
Mm-hmm.
So what about this one did you watch or see and you're like, I am going to make that a memory?
You know, it was really the stuff leading up to it, researching and seeing all of our businesses who had participated all 30 years and talking with people, you know, Robbie and John Smith and Jim Schellinger, who had been on the committee since it started.
Wow.
And their passion is still so strong because they feel so much for this community and they just want people to shop local. And as we do, you know, that's our mission. We want people to stay here. We want you to spend your dollars here and support the people who are supporting our community. And to see that was just amazing. And then we dedicated this one to Jane Rice because it was her idea in the first place to start this 30 years ago. So it was a lot of fun to
That's
just
amazing.
See it, the history of it.
Jody, was there anything that really stuck out to you?
I think it was just, you know, even with the weather, people were out, they were happy, they were doing snow angels in the street, and just having a great time. I mean, it was just so fun to see. And people were, even I work the Santa photos, Santa line, even with people having to stand in line for a while. They were cheerful. They were appreciative of the opportunity to see Santa. And the kids were excited. So it was just overall just a great feeling.
How
to be
was
part of it.
That turnout? Pretty big?
We had probably 650 kids come through and see Santa.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So Santa and Mrs. Claus are rock stars.
Absolutely. Now, did they sit for one long sitting, or was that was done in two?
Two different ones. They were there 11 to 1 and then 4:30 to 7:30.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of names on that list that he was adding to. Yes. But hopefully they get everything that they want. Have you heard anything from the stores themselves? Have they come back with any kind of debriefing or anything?
We heard from quite a few of them. They said it was a good day of sales for them. And they've had people coming back in because they saw something that day and were coming back for it without whoever they were buying it for to surprise them. So, yeah, that's fun to hear.
No, that's always got to be shopping. Difficult, huh? Everyone's looking forward to going to Christmas Stroll. You can't look at your wife and say, well, you got to stay home.
Right.
I got to get that coat without you knowing.
Exactly.
I imagine there's some ninja moves going on in some back alleys, trunks getting open from long distances.
You do what I do and just be like, hey, this right here, this is what I like. I'm just saying. Let me be very clear.
I'm going to walk by this and I'm going to touch the things that I really like, just so you know. Well, that's fantastic to hear. Jody, have you heard anything from any businesses as well?
Or? Yeah, just really great turnout. Lots of folks in spending money, or at least creating wish lists if they weren't spending right then and there. But yeah, lots of great feedback and people seem to be very pleased.
You know, there's some little ones now who don't realize that at one time Santa had to kind of take a list through the window. Yeah. I imagine people are pretty happy to get back on that lap, be able to have that interaction. That it's such a special time, you know. Mm-hmm. When you're a little kid, and this is going to seem strange, but you never realize the last time you're going to be visiting with Santa. Mm-hmm. But you end up growing up. And then all of a sudden, one day, you're the one putting the kid on the knee. Yeah. And I mean, as you become a parent, you kind of realize, well, now you live vicariously through the little ones. Mm-hmm. You know, right. Now you want them to have that same joy that you had when you were little. Yeah. Now, can you remind listeners how the Match Your Number contest works?
Absolutely. You have through Christmas Eve. If you have a button and you haven't found your matching button number, make sure you hit all those stores and take a look. They've got them sometimes on the front door, sometimes within the business, but go check it out. See what the business is about, too, while you're there. And then if your button matches the number that they have in the store, you win their prize.
Ooh.
So I know. And you never know what they are.
Have you seen some of these prizes?
There's been raffle or baskets that have been given away. There's been chamber bucks. There's been gift certificates. There's a variety of things.
Now, are there Stroll buttons still available? You guys printed more this year than in years past, because usually they're gone, right? Mm-hmm. Are they still available now?
We have a few left. So if you haven't got a button yet, do it, because it can not only match a store winner, but can also forget caught shopping, too. Make sure you have it on your coat.
Yeah, make sure you get that button. Just throw it on the coat that you used to go shopping in. I don't know if some have a shopping jacket or anything. But make sure it's on that one. You don't want to leave it at home. People's Choice Lighting. And decorating contest.
Results came in last night, and we haven't been able to tell the winners yet. We literally just found out ourselves this morning.
Okay.
So we'll notify them, and then we'll email it to you, Floyd.
Okay.
We'll let you do an article.
I appreciate that. I was looking forward to it, but if you guys just learned about it, I think it's fair to let the business owners know first. Can you give us an overview of that Get Caught Shopping campaign and how folks can win these big chamber bucks and in what amounts?
Oh, they vary. They go anywhere from $25 to $200 you can win just being out there shopping. We have volunteers who go out and look for people who are in local stores that are participating in Christmas Stroll. If you have your button on, they all of a sudden grab you and say, hey, you just got caught shopping, and you choose your envelope, and that's how much money you win.
So. You know, I really like the Chamber Bucks program. We get Chamber Bucks for Christmas here at Sheridan Media. And it is something that my wife looks forward to. I know that sounds horrible, folks, but my wife looks forward to those chamber bucks because I have a rule. We're not allowed to spend that money on anybody but ourselves. That's that's the gift for you type of thing. Yep. And so I just pretty much hand her the chamber box and say, go for it, have fun. Yeah. And we always end up doing something really fun with it. We kind of buy the things we would never buy ourselves.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a great use of chamber box, absolutely. You know?
Yeah.
If you get those as a gift, you got to go kind of have a moment where you get to treat yourself a little bit. And there's a lot of places around town who accept it. How many places are accepting Chamber Box now?
Oh, a huge number. If you check our website, it's most of our chamber members. There's a few who can't because they got operating systems that don't allow them to anymore. Two, actually, that I can think of off the top of my head. But other than that, most of them do.
And again, folks, get yourself some Chamber Box. They're an awesome stocking stuffer. Mm-hmm. I mean, every look. I know gifts are amazing. Believe me, my wife is a fantastic gift giver. You might say one thing in March, and then by December, you're like, oh my goodness, how did you remember this? You know, you just healed childhood trauma. I don't know how she does it. She's amazing. But everybody also loves money.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, you get to go out and do whatever you want with this stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, how are participating businesses responding to the Get Caught Shopping? How do they operate within this?
Oh, they love it. So we come in and sometimes our volunteers will even hang out in the store and let the store owner know what they're doing. And they'll get in on it. We had one this last Saturday where the owner was like, hey, come here. They're coming in the door right now. So our volunteers are jumping on these people saying, hey, you just got caught. So they have fun with it, too. They really enjoy it, and they like people getting caught in their store.
That's pretty amazing. How do you divide your elves? That's one thing that I've always kind of wondered. You have a morning briefing. You're like, you're standing up there with a clipboard. All right, team, you're going to hit here, here, and here today. And I want you to hang out until you find them.
We send them in various locations throughout town, so that way it's not the same schedule every week, so people, no one knows where they'll be. Have two volunteers each, but it's normally ambassadors who sign up to do it for us. They are everywhere. We couldn't do what we do without our ambassadors. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. They're everywhere. But they show up, and then we go through exactly kind of what the rules are for catching people and how to do it and give them their area, and they like to sneak around and do it. They'll even go through back alleys in Main Street not to get caught.
Oh, yeah.
Have fun. Yeah.
The covert operation of the year.
They
for
do
a
get
lot
stalkers, so they have to be very covert.
So I think that's them. Follow them down the street. See where they go next. All right. What message would you like shoppers to remember as they head out for the final weeks before Christmas?
Well, everybody knows that shopping local is very important, but it's benefiting your friends, your family, your neighbors. And those businesses, in turn, are the ones who support our local, like the school teams, the individual sports, the nonprofit organizations, just all of those sorts of things that really build our community and make our community even better. So, you know, it's really a circle. You're supporting the local businesses. The local businesses are supporting our kids and organizations that are important to all of us. So that's really the, I think, the main point of that is, it's just continuing to support our community in that way.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it brings that saying to mind, the buck stops here.
Right.
Yeah. And the buck stops right here in Sheridan. It stays in Sheridan. It gets circulated around here in Sheridan. Mm-hmm. It doesn't go east. It doesn't go west. It stays right here within your community, making your community a richer place. And I don't mean that in the monetary term. Now, what should businesses know about accepting bucks during the holidays?
It's very easy to do. We actually have a video. Jody put one together to let you know how to do it with your different systems, how to accept them, what you can give back. If you can be cash, you can be a gift card. So if you want to check that out or if you're curious on it and you're a business owner, it's on our website, social medias, or you can just give us a call and we're happy to stop down and walk through that with you with your system and how you can do it. But they're very easy. It's a guaranteed check. From the chamber, the money's in the account, so you can always accept them.
So you said that there were a couple businesses that changed systems and they can no longer participate. Are you seeing that kind of pop up more as a challenge as these different computerized systems kind of spread through communities?
We haven't yet, because we have also some members who have figured out a way around it with new systems. So he's like, there's a gift card, there's a check, there's a cash. And he goes, you just throw it in, you get the money in the system is all you need to do. So we've talked to one member about it who had to do that. They had to go around, but they wanted to. And that's what I loved about it, because this business was like, no, we're going to accept these because they are used throughout the community. Mm-hmm. And we've given, what, $1 million away in the last 5 years?
Mm-hmm. How incredible is that?
And that's going into our local economy. So, yeah, let's just keep that going and get these businesses getting stronger and stronger.
And that's $1 million that stays right here. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you look at that, 5 years, $1 million. What thought comes to mind, Teresa?
I am just very proud of our community and the support that we have for it. But also, this is what strengthens and keeps these small businesses going. You know, we talk all the time about how lucky we are for our Main Street. And even you look at Dayton and Ranchester and the businesses that are coming up out there, the smaller, you know, they have a clinic now out there. They're able to start succeeding, and we're able to see our communities progress because we're keeping local and we're supporting each other. And that's really what this is about.
Every time I walk downtown, I try to keep it in the back of my head, the amount of work that goes in, that goes in every day to keep that open. And for years, I know I sound like a broken record, but I have seen many Wyoming towns. I've lived in many Wyoming towns. And unfortunately, there's a huge majority of them that have what you could tell used to be the big downtown section. Mm-hmm. And they've got the tape up on the windows. They've got the boards. And it's just heartbreaking to see, you know, these completely original, totally cool looking buildings empty. And it's not that they didn't work at it. It's just they didn't have the team that we have. And so we genuinely appreciate not just the chamber, but everybody involved in keeping those local dollars local. And if you purchase Chamber Bucks, folks, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm going to have more with our Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce in just a moment. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE or 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
The team at First Federal Bank and Trust is once again partnered with Sheridan Media for our annual Christmas Wish campaign, a campaign to help people who've fallen on temporary hard times.
Our team at First Federal Bank and Trust is committed to helping individuals and families in our community who need a helping hand up. Our commitment has been and continues to be our community. In years past, the Christmas Wish program has provided gift certificates for groceries, gifts for children, and paying bills. I invite you to join the First Federal Bank and Trust team in supporting the Christmas Wish campaign.
I'm with Candace Kindred from Teriyaki Madness, and I hear you're bringing the madness to catering.
Tommy, hi. We sure are. Our teriyaki bar feeds up to 10 humans. You pick one protein and two bases, white rice, brown rice, fried rice, or noodles, and each bar comes with our stir-fry veggies.
That sounds delicious.
And if you need more, just add another teriyaki bar or grab a couple a la carte trays. We make it crazy easy. Hey, and tell everyone you made it. We won't tell.
Bring the madness to your next event with Teriyaki Madness on Coffeen Avenue behind Scooters.
This public service announcement brought to you by Atlas Chiropractic. Your healing begins when you pick up the phone.
This holiday season, you can be the reason a child's wish comes true. Hi, it's Jamie with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Through our Tree of Compassion located at Kid Curious, sponsored by First Federal Bank and Trust, you can make a difference by choosing a gift tag for a child in need. Your generosity not only spreads holiday cheer, but also creates lasting memories for the children and families who need it most in our community. Thank you for your support and happy holidays from Big Brothers Big Sisters.
If you haven't signed up for the Sheridan Media newsletter, well, now's the time. You'll find some of the top news stories of the week, community events, local sports, weather, as well as the latest movies from Centennial Theater. What's happening at the Wild Theater? Discover fun facts, local photos and videos, Sheridan history, country bounty links, as well as links to some of your favorite businesses and promotions. It's emailed every Thursday morning. If you don't get the newsletter, you're missing out. Click on the Sheridan Media newsletter button that's on the front of our website at SheridanMedia.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting, and this morning we're talking with the Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Officer, Teresa Dedimore, and Marketing and Communications Director, Jody Hartley. All right, you've got some dedication down there at the chamber, when people start working down there, they seem to just kind of decide to make it a lifetime thing.
We keep them. Yeah.
You see how hard they work, and I'm not letting you go. Tell me about Karen Myers and her upcoming retirement after 13 years at the chamber.
Nearly 13 years. Karen is an amazing person. She is one of those full brain people. She's an amazing artist. If you've ever seen her artwork, she paints. And then she also has the accounting ability to do all of the finite numbers and exactly how things need to be lined out.
Wow, that is full brain.
She's full brain.
Yeah, wow.
She's an amazing person. And so we are really going to miss her, but at the same time, she's not leaving us completely. She's going to just do contract because she wants to be grandma. She got a new grandbaby coming in January, and this will be number 6. And she said, I'm ready to be grandma part-time too. And so
that's fantastic.
Yeah, she'll stay on with us and still do all of the finances and the bookkeeping, which we're super thankful for. We call her our nonprofit accounting queen because she knows all of the rules. She's worked for years, not just for us, but with other nonprofits doing their accounting. So she's an amazing person.
You know, and as CEO, you can't argue. You know, when someone's like, why are you leaving? To go be grandma. Okay.
Well, I can act like a kid. No.
Thanks for all your time.
We're going to tie it to her chair.
That's fantastic. Now, what can the community expect from her retirement open house? And this is happening December 18th, 3 to 5?
3 to 5. That's all the time she'd give me.
She's got to go be grandma.
Exactly. She was like, I don't want a really long one. I said, okay, fine. Stop in, have some. We all have cake and cookies and just visit with Karen and tell her thanks for everything she's done. And just have a good time with us.
What a fantastic event, you know, just being able to go in there and see such a vital member of the team. Mm-hmm. And it hurts. But we want to thank her for kind of sticking around and making sure that those books get done.
Yeah.
All right. Change of gears on you. We've got a legislative forum being held December 19th.
Yes.
A little more serious. A little less fun, I guess.
We'll have Karen's retirement the night before, and then she'll be there on the 19th making sure everything runs the way it's supposed to. So, her and Steven. Steven's actually going to be taking over, or has for the most part, government affairs and the candidate forum, the legislative forum.
Great choice. Great choice.
So we'll still have those programs going, even though Karen is retiring. Legislative forum is going to start at 7:30, and it'll run till roughly 3:30. We invited all of our legislators. We have all of them coming except for Senator Biteman and then Representative Kelly. So it'll be a good show of our delegation. We're excited about that. But this is a chance for community organizations and members to come talk to the delegation before they go down to Cheyenne.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming up, what your needs are, maybe some bills that are out there that are starting to come forward that you have some questions on or you have a strong opinion on that you'd like to talk to them about. This is your time. So
absolutely.
It's very informational for these guys.
Head over to the legislature's page because you can learn just about everything that you need to know. Certain bills currently, they're being looked at by committees. So find out who's sitting on that committee. That's the individual you should be asking these questions about. You get those individuals set down. You're able to have a discussion. I imagine there's a time limit that people will have because there's a lot to cover. Mm-hmm. What's the time limit I've got if I were to say, hey, Teresa, I'd really like to talk to him about this?
So it's 15 minutes. And what we ask is you present for about 10 and then leave about 5 minutes for them to be able to ask you questions as well because they're going to want clarification. They may have further information they want from you to email them. So make sure you give them some time to interact with you.
All right, folks. And my goodness, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time, really.
Mm-hmm. For some, and for some, it's very little.
I guess it all depends on who's up there. Some folks, time is just a construct. All right. Why do you feel that this forum is so important for businesses and residents to really look, folks? Be active, be engaged.
I will say for our community, we are very lucky. Our legislators are around a lot and you're able to talk to them throughout the year. We are a very blessed community in that. But also at the same time, to have them all at once to get the collective so they can all hear your messaging at once and are able to ask you and feed off of each other too on different questions because some of them are on these committees together. So to be able to have that opportunity is huge. This event's been going on a really, really long time. I remember John Patton asked me years and years ago when I first started with the chamber, how long, like when it started, and we started researching it and never could find it. It's really? Been going that long.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's a great thing to have in the community and keep it going.
So much tradition at this point.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I mean, and it's fantastic, you know, having an opportunity to go and talk to those individuals mm-hmm. who are representing you and who are writing laws that are going to affect you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They're going to affect you, your business. This is where regulation comes from. The general public, are they going to be able to actually partake in this? Can you go watch it? Maybe I don't have a question, but I'd love to watch some of our business owners ask these questions.
Yes, you can go in and watch it if you'd like to. It's going to be in the city council chambers. So you can just head up there and watch in the audience. Sometimes for the school districts too, they like to go hear the updates and hear what's coming down for them because it concerns their kids. So yes, absolutely.
All right. Switch your gears on you once again. Deadlines. Businesses, organizations, they've got to keep it in mind because the community guide and member directory is already getting, I guess you could say, developed, organized, put together.
It's underway.
I like that one.
Yes, so they have an opportunity they can advertise in that community guide. And also, if they would like to be listed in our member directory in the back, they need to make sure they're a member of the chamber by December 19th.
December 19th. Mm-hmm. That's the big date. Okay. Now, why is that such an important date? Why is that the deadline?
Mm-hmm. So we work on the Community Guide and Member Directory in partnership with the Sheridan Press, and that's their deadline to start getting everything to the printer so we can have that in February.
Okay. Yeah, that's a lot of printing that's got to go on there. I don't know if anyone's ever seen that printer in the Sheridan Press, but I got a tour once long ago. Holy cow.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a major operation going mm-hmm. on back there. You want to see a printer go to work. It's very rare to see something mm-hmm. like that nowadays. Mm-hmm. And there pretty much one individual kind of back there running mm-hmm. all over the place, mm-hmm. throwing switches, checking ink. Fantastic job mm-hmm. over there. Excuse me. Okay, now I'm losing time with you. So there will be no chamber lunch program this month.
Correct.
Everyone's too dang busy. Mm-hmm. But what are we going to be looking at January 14th?
That's going to be our annual membership meeting and report. So come on out and hear what the chamber's been doing and just learn more about us.
All right. That's a kind of a big, important one. Mm-hmm. You're going to be giving a lot of numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
During that one, showing the impact of the chamber, showing the impact of our local businesses. All right. Moving on down the line. What should folks know about office hours, closure dates for the holiday?
We'll be closed the 24th and 25th. And then on the 31st, we're closing early as well at 3:00. So just a little fun. We're going to do our office party then because we can't do it before Christmas. We're too dang busy. So we said, all right, we'll close at 3 on all the 31st. Right.
Save that present. All right. Now, one more thing. When and where the next business before and after hours is going to be taking place?
Business after hours is going to be at, well, Powder River Heating and Air Conditioning is hosting it, but they're going to use the YO Theater for it. So come on down there, and they are going to do a food drive for the food group as well. They want to end the year with something fun for the community to support some families in need right now. So come on down, bring your items. There is a list the food group has of items that they are looking for. We have a link to it on our chamber website, and then it's also on the food group website as well.
All right, fantastic. Check on that, folks, and help somebody out this Christmas season. Take some food down there. Have a great time at the business before and after hours events. Ladies, I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning. It is always a pleasure seeing you guys. Thank
thank
you.
You.
All right. When we come back, we're going to speak with the Downtown Sheridan Association. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
The
The team at First Federal Bank and Trust has once again partnered with Sheridan Media for our annual Christmas Wish campaign, a campaign to help people who've fallen on temporary hard times.
Our team at First Federal Bank and Trust is committed to helping individuals and families in our community who need a helping hand up. Our commitment has been and continues to be our community. In years past, the Christmas Wish program has provided gift certificates for groceries, gifts for children, and paying bills. I invite you to join the First Federal Bank and Trust team in supporting the Christmas Wish campaign.
Bricks and mortar, sticks and stone, a house is a house until you make it a home. Sandbox, hopscotch, yardstick on the wall, backyard soccer goal, laughter down the hall. This is Lisa Hansen with MC2 Realty. Don't settle for the first house that works. Let's find the one that's home. I'll put my years of experience and extensive knowledge of the local market to work for you. Buy or sell with confidence. Call me, Lisa Hansen, at 307-763-3964. And we'll start your home journey today.
When it comes to Wyoming, your roof takes the hits. Hail, wind, snow, and sun. That's why Brandon 307 Roofing and Exteriors installs metal roofing built to last. From commercial-grade R-panel, residential metal roofs, and our impact-resistant 24-gauge standing seam systems, every option is engineered for strength, longevity, and performance. When you want protection that lasts a lifetime, call Brandon 307 for your free inspection. Quality materials, quality installation, local experience you can count on. Visit Brandon307.com. Brandon 307, branding Wyoming, one home at a time.
Have you worked in the construction trades? Do you have skills in carpentry, plumbing, and electrical? Have you ever operated heavy equipment? The Sheridan County Airport is hiring a full-time maintenance technician with excellent benefits including medical, dental, eye care, retirement, and sick leave. Find out more on the Sheridan County website. Email your resume and cover letter to Human Resources at SheridanCountyWY.gov or mail it to 224 South Main, Suite B1 today.
When you think holidays, think Frackletons. When it's time to gather for the holidays, make it memorable by making it Frackletons. Whether it's your company party or a get-together with friends and family, Frackletons delivers the perfect mix of upscale dining, handcrafted cocktails, and that festive charm. Book your holiday party now. Dates fill fast. Frackletons, Main Street, downtown Sheridan. Or visit Frackletons.com to reserve today.
Incredible local beef raised right here in Sheridan Johnson counties could be yours if you enter the Beef Up Your Holiday sweepstakes. Three lucky winners will each take home $100 in beef product as well as merchandise from local suppliers. Sponsors include Valley Meats, Bighorn Mountain Farms, Double L Meat Processing, Sheridan County Cattlewomen, IM Bar Longhorns, The Buckshot in Ranchester, Cross Sea Dairy and Freedom Foods, and Bighorn Meats from Buffalo. Beef Up Your Holidays. Enter now through December 14th at SheridanMedia.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Public Pulse. Proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. And for our second part this morning, I'm joined by Downtown Sheridan Association Executive Director, Zoila Perry, and Promotions and Marketing Committee Chair, Michaela Heath. Good morning, ladies, and
good
welcome
morning.
Back.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
Good. Relaxing. Doing some cleaning before the hot before Christmas, New Year's.
Never ending.
Never.
You know, it's one of those situations. I don't know how many times my wife has shampooed the carpet, but she always feels that it's time to do it again.
Never clean enough.
I don't have to do a lot of the work. I'm just the guy who picks up all the stuff and puts it on the couches, right? So, all right. How was your Thanksgiving? I haven't gotten to talk to you. How was your turkey day?
Mine was great. I actually went over and visited my parents because they live in Worland.
Oh, wow.
My son and my husband ended up staying home because he got sick.
Oh.
So this is his second year that that happened. So he was sick last year, my poor son, and again this year. So, but we went and we had fun.
Oh, good. Good.
So, without the boys.
Without the boys. It was great. Yes.
An extra champagne or two?
Yeah. Maybe.
Michaela, how about you?
It was good. I stayed in town, of course, with the Christmas stroll on Friday. It's easier to just stay in town for that busy day. So we went over to my aunt's house and, yeah, hung out, played games. It was nice.
Fantastic. What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish? Oh, I'm putting you on the spot. Yeah.
I kind of just love the turkey, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Zoila?
Oh, I mean, I love sweets, so I will have to say flan.
Nice.
I make flan every year.
That's not even a classic Thanksgiving dish.
I know.
Depends on the family.
Yes.
Zoila, every holiday has flan, I swear.
I do. Just about every holiday.
More flan.
I do.
More flan.
More flan. Yes.
I am a deviled eggs guy.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. And holy cow, I found myself sitting in front of the plate. There were about eight left. So that's about what I ate. I love them. All right. So the overall response to this year's shopping spree, how was it?
It was great. We had, I believe it's record entries. We had about 2,499 entries that counted. So we had over close to 3,000 entries, but those the ones that we don't count are the ones that people submit to, like Scooters, Walmart, Shipton's. I mean, they're not eligible because they're not in the downtown district. Mm-hmm. So this number of 2,499 were the ones that were eligible just for the downtown area from November 1st till November 31st.
Now, I got this number from you.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say about our community that shoppers spent more than $172,000? That's right.
Yes.
$172,000 downtown in November alone.
Yeah. And this is just for the people that enter the contest. So
amazing.
Imagine if everybody always entered their purchases, we can get a bigger picture of how much they do support our downtown. And it's really important. I mean, especially after this past, you know, few years that our businesses really need to come back from construction and everything else that's going on in the world right now, that it makes it hard.
I mean, first COVID came in, and that took us all by surprise.
Yep.
And then the construction.
Yes.
And I do want to thank YDOT. They did their best to really kind of work around the businesses, keep a lot of these places open. I do appreciate that, but it's still a hit. So, yeah, that's fantastic number. And as you said, that's not even all of it.
No.
That's just what you received in receipts.
Yes.
That's fantastic. November alone, $172,000. How did participating businesses really react?
They're great. I mean, there's my top four or five stores that always are pushing our promotion because they believe in it. You know, they want the person to enter. So if they do win, they can come back and spend the money in their store too, because the winner will be getting up $1,000 up to three different businesses. To spend in three different businesses. So we'll be contacting that person later today. We had to double check everything and finish entering all of our entries on Friday. So we'll be reaching out to that person today.
Got your your list and you checked it twice?
Yes, that's what we have to do. Especially
this season.
yes, to make sure, you know, that person, I mean, we have our check and balances to make sure.
And what a great event. I mean, just could you imagine somebody saying, hey, here's $1,000, walk into a store and go for it?
Yeah.
And it's great because when you tell customers about it, they're like, oh, all I have to do is send in my receipt. Like, it's nothing extra on their end. It's always the same number. So many of them have it just saved in their phone now. And they're like, oh, yeah, I've been waiting for this time of year. Like, they just know. So having them be excited and be rewarded basically for shopping downtown is pretty cool to see.
Absolutely. And the fact that it's become almost like a tradition. It's something I get to look forward to every year. I'm going to enter this, and one of these years I'm going to hit it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go get that X or Y that I don't spend on myself. Now I can get it.
Yes.
I mean, what a great opportunity. But you've got your winner. You're not going to announce it. You got to actually let them know before
first,
you let me.
Absolutely.
Someone might be looking at somebody else saying, hey, did you hear your name on Public Pulse this morning? All right. What kind of impact does a promotion like this have on these small businesses that do get involved with this?
It has a lot. I mean, people are already shopping there, right? And when you have that person, whomever wins, come back and spend that money there, I mean, that's more money in their pocket too. But at the same time, it really brings people downtown to encourage them to shop downtown. And just support downtown.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't even think yet this morning.
No, I'm with you. That's the goal of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keeping it right here. I was talking to the chamber earlier about this, keeping the money right here where it makes the biggest impact. Now let's talk about holiday kickoff in pink. What was this, and how did the launch of this kind of help the season?
Yeah, so Pink Friday is a national holiday celebrated the Friday prior to Black Friday, and it focuses on your small businesses, so your mom and pop shops. And so we kind of did a little bit of a twist on it. We had a couple businesses bring it to DSA in the promo committee and asked us to look into this particular promo. And so we decided to do it the second week of November, and we actually did it for 3 days. So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday was like pink weekend. So we made it bigger and better. And we just wanted to focus on supporting local. So businesses were able to partner with a nonprofit and donated some of their funds from the weekend or from that Saturday to a local nonprofit. And it was kind of just all about sharing the love. The retailers had support local pink sweatshirts on, which was really cool to see everyone matching, and businesses could do promos if they wanted and different discounts, and some had treats and snacks, and it kind of was whatever the businesses wanted to make of it. But it was really just come downtown, shop early. I mean, we're already down to two more Saturdays left in December. So like the holiday shopping season is almost over already, which
it's
is
incredible.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is winding down.
Which
Floyd better get on it.
You're not the only one. But
so what feedback have you received about this from businesses? Are they saying, you know, I like this, let's really keep this going?
Yeah, I think people were a little confused at first just because they were like, why pink? That was like the number one question I heard was why pink. And then you were able to explain to them, well, it's a national promotion. And they were like, that's so cool. Like when they learned about it and were educated, they like loved the idea and they thought it was cool. And everybody wanted one of our sweatshirts that we were wearing. And I think they were just appreciative of us downtown coming together and doing something for the community.
Now, Michaela, I don't want to shoehorn you into a role, but how are people reacting to having, you know, one of our beauty queens as like such a big promoter of downtown business and things like that?
You know, it's actually really funny. When I started at Kid Curious, I had this little girl come up to me and she goes, "You are Miss Wyoming." And I was like, "Yeah, I was." And she goes, "I met you at this store when you were Miss Wyoming. I had an event. I partnered with Kid Curious and had an event there." And that was the first time she met me. And then she like remembered that I was Miss Wyoming, you know, how many ever years ago. So it was really cool, you know, and people still bring it up to me. And like, I think it's an extra perk, you know, I mean, the kids love it more than I do nowadays. You know, it seems like so long ago, but I mean, I think it just shows how wonderful our downtown is and how important it is to our downtown community. I mean, our retailers did so much for me. They sponsored my outfits and held events for me. And so it's great to be able to give back and just continue to promote our downtown as a whole.
I love that. Yeah. They were there for you and now you're there for them.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what community is all about. All right. Tell me about Saturday's Give Local Day, strengthening the connection between shops and these local nonprofits.
Yeah. So there were some stores that partner with local nonprofits. The clothing company had Forge Makers, so they were able to set up a table and talk about their nonprofit, and then also got a donation from the store. Another store ended up donating proceeds of their sales that day. They didn't have the nonprofit in there, but they were still able to share part of that.
Wow.
About 205%, I was looking at some statistics the other day, of our businesses downtown donate already to nonprofits throughout the year. And that's, when I saw that number, I was shocked. I mean, I know, you know, I'm out there every single day and it's kind of like one of those things that you see it's there, but you don't see it, right? Because you're just always, it just blends in. But we have such a great community that our downtown businesses are always giving. And I don't know if it's like that in other communities, but I know we're lucky to have that here.
Agreed. I have excuse me, I have a very, I'm very lucky in the job that I have. I get to talk to a lot of these organizations. I get to talk to individuals who go out and dedicate their lives to really making a difference in their own community. I mean, I get to sit here and ask them about that. And to hear, you know, hey, I'm supported by this local business and that local business, and so-and-so is sponsoring me. I get a first, you know, I guess you could say secondhand account of all these great collaborations, these fantastic partnerships. And I get to see that a lot of these people can't do the great work that they do in the community without these downtown businesses. It wouldn't happen.
No.
And so that's why each season I really do try to make people understand this is what's happening. This is where your money's going. You know, the Little League, the nonprofits, the dog and cat shelter, all kinds of businesses, all kinds of nonprofits. Everyone's benefiting off of your dollar you spent downtown.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When people buy online or buy at the big box stores, you know, they're not, those stores are not providing local funds either. Yeah. They're not supporting, they're not sponsoring, they're not doing any of that. So I would like to really encourage everybody to come downtown and shop, because they're the ones that are supporting your little kids' football team or basketball team. But not just that, any other nonprofits in our community as well.
And it's great. You know, I love to window shop. One thing that I really like to do is kind of wait till the sun's gone down, downtown, lights up, and then you start at one end, walk down the street, do the U-turn, and walk back up. So many places don't have that anymore, that you can't do that anymore. And it's through your dollar that's allowing that to happen, not just for me, but for you as well. And, you know, 68%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 68% of your dollar stays downtown.
Stays here, right there.
Stays within our community. Yep.
Now, you brought it up that only two Saturdays are still on the calendar.
It's crazy.
What do you want shoppers to remember?
When you shop local, you don't have to wait for shipping. I mean, like, that's so huge. And, I hate waiting for shipping.
And I want to bring something up. I bought something, okay, online. It was something that I couldn't find here. And so I bought something, and this wasn't recent. This was a couple months ago. And every day my wife kept saying, well, it isn't on the porch. It isn't here. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's still not here. And this was at the beginning of October.
Yes. We had like a vendor shipment that never came that we ordered in October. Like, so it's not just like you as a small person who feels that, like even companies feel that too. So I'm just not a fan of waiting for shipping.
You know what? I'm not either, because I feel like more often that's happening, whether my stuff's getting lost in the mix or what the deal is. But so when it comes to Christmas shopping, I do my very best. I'm not depending on that.
Yeah.
And I've got nothing against any of the workers who are out there trying to get all these presents to people before the time limit expires. My thing is, I'm tired of getting lost in that big system.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so stick downtown, go in, buy it. I do realize you got to hide it. And believe me, with a wife like mine, I got to hide it well. It's part of her Christmas season. Where are the presents at? You know, I can see her looking in closets she usually doesn't look into. I'm like, what are you poking around in there for? You gotta
it's
hide
a
them.
Game for you
it's
guys.
It is. It really, really is. She always tries to kind of catch me off guard too. But I'm still one step ahead because I haven't bought anything yet. Yeah, that's how you do it. All right. Now, what are some easy ways residents can explore and shop more local?
Well, we have a bunch of great stores downtown. Most of them have online website too, so they can shop online and pick up at the store. I know that started during COVID, and some of them still do that. So there's a lot of different unique stuff, from cookware to oils, cooking oils, cooking oils, kids, toys, you know, clothing. I mean, we have such variety of great businesses downtown that if you haven't been to downtown, come downtown and check it out. You may be surprised to find something unique.
And it can be made local, which is really cool. Yeah. Or, you know, in the state of Wyoming or even just locally in the U.S. So that's kind of cool, too, that our businesses do try to find those unique products for their customers.
And a lot of them, you know, they've got more staying power than some of the other mass-produced stuff. You know, I'd rather buy a toy made by, you know, some gentle hermit up in the Wyoming mountains than some plastic thing that's going to break in 2 or 3 days.
Right.
So that's fantastic. Now, you're actually looking for volunteers?
Always looking for volunteers, Lloyd. Always.
Give me your 1 minute sales pitch on that.
You know, come volunteer with the DSA. We'll put you guys on the list. We'll mostly need them for our event season. So I always like to start recruiting now to get them ready for the summer season. So that is why I'm always looking for volunteers.
A typical volunteer duty would be what?
So there's some, you can pick up barricades or tables and chairs, signs, and then helping direct traffic. Those are our biggest things that we need help with at Third Thursdays. And then when we do fundraisers, those are different duties as assigned. Polo help us set up tents and chairs and tables. Wine Fest is the big tent on Grinnell Plaza. Decorations, check people in, and then help pour wine or beer, whatever that may be. We always have those types of opportunities. But then we also have committees. We're always looking for people to serve on our committees. And maybe that is something that we can talk about here in January on what each committee does. And if people are interested in coming and attending those meetings, we would love to have them there.
It's a great opportunity for people to get to know their community a little bit more. Join a board.
Yes.
Join a committee. My one thing is this. If you're going to do it, do it. Get on that board. Get on that committee. Be dedicated to the organization that you're serving. Now, if I want to volunteer, I've run out of time with you. Who do I contact?
Just contact the DSA office at 672-8881, and any of us will be more than happy to help you.
Ladies, I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning and speaking with me. It's always a pleasure having you in here.
Yes, thank you. It's good to see you.
All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
The team at First Federal Bank and Trust is once again partnered with Sheridan Media for our annual Christmas Wish campaign, a campaign to help people who've fallen on temporary hard times.
Our team at First Federal Bank and Trust is committed to helping individuals and families in our community who need a helping hand up. Our commitment has been and continues to be our community. In years past, the Christmas Wish program has provided gift certificates for groceries, gifts for children, and paying bills. I invite you to join the First Federal Bank and Trust team in supporting the Christmas Wish campaign.
We're giving away $2,000 in Sheridan Commercial Company gift cards. Ho, ho, ho. Kurt Smith here for the Sheridan Commercial Company. Beginning Thursday, December 11th, and every weekday until Monday, December 22nd, we're giving away $250 in gift cards. That's 5 $50 gift card winners each weekday. Come in and register today and every day. Our first drawing is this Thursday. Sign up now. Merry Christmas from all of us at the Sheridan Commercial Company at 303 Broadway.
From Billings to Buffalo, this is the News Talk Station, FM 103.9 and 930 AM KROE.